I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Iran's exiled prince makes another stop in his political plea tour. Meanwhile, tech whizzes come together for Bible translation. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can get involved in just a few moments. But first, Iran's exiled crown prince visited Germany this week, continuing his campaign for political change for Iran. Edwin Abnus with Heart for Iran says the ministry feels the tension between its spiritual mission and the political hopes of those it serves, but the team holds to a few guiding principles.
We want to make sure that our approach is Christ-centric, and we want to make sure we care about the good of the nation rather than siding with certain political opposition.
Iranians in the diaspora can risk political statements that those within Iran can't, especially Christians. Under Iran's Islamic theocracy, calling Christ Lord is already seen as political opposition. Ceasefires can also give the regime space to refocus on internal control. Iran's now 56-day internet blackout is only a fraction of what that crackdown has meant. Abnus says that many in the West view internet access as a convenience.
But for Iran, it is an oxygen, not only for the Iranian citizens, but also for the Christians.
Connection is critical for discipling Iran's underground church, and that's why Heart for Iran's contingency plan focuses on resilience and redundancy.
We do not rely on a single communication channel. We structure our ministry so we can function even we are isolated.
Pray for endurance, open communication lines, and emotional resilience for Iran's people. Meanwhile, the standoff over the Strait of Hormuz continues to intensify. Iran posted videos appearing to seize two cargo ships. President Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. Navy to attack any boats laying mines in the strait. The shipping disruptions are having impact on gospel missions. Stan Unruh, Vice President of Aviation for Mission Aviation Fellowship, says
Africa gets 80% of their crude and refined products through the Strait of Hormuz. And so we're quite concerned about the potential supply disruptions because of the conflict there.
While fuel supply isn't choked yet, the price tag for jet fuel is already up, and MAF is feeling the pinch. For example, in East Congo,
we have a team based there in Bunia, and they're using aircraft to support a variety of different humanitarian and mission outreach and Bible translation. And so at the end of the day, supply disruptions and cost increases have an impact on gospel ministries that we're supporting. And so it'll have a direct impact on translation work, on famine relief work, some conflict mitigation that our teams are involved with there in East Africa, and medical work.
Pray for the gospel work of MAF to continue uninhibited. And finally, April 27th through May 1, software developers will join together across the world for Unfolding Words Hackathon to solve the current toughest technological problems for Bible translators, says Birch Champion.
A hackathon is a time for developers to come together and think about problems that are on the horizon. In our case, a week of time dedicated to just focusing on a tough problem and coming up with software solutions.
Developers will focus on four different problems: delivering translators the information they need when they need it, multimodal drafting, fixing the feedback bottleneck, and distribution lag.
These are key tools in the translator's toolbox, whether it helps with drafting or with checking or with publishing.
These problems can vary across regions. A solution that works in one area of the world may not in another. And that's why they need developers across the globe working on these problems.
If you are a software developer that would love to work on this and help us, we would love to have your time and your skills applied to this ministry.
Register at hackathon.technology.bible. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.